This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's the place where Americans come to find out what's going on with their favorite format, the news talk format number one in America. This time of year, in this circumstance, when it's an election year, no surprise there. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers, has maybe a surprise or two in store for us as we look at the stories, the people he's going to talk about, the top 10 lists for both the stories, as the research at Talkers Magazine has sort of put all this stuff in perspective. Same thing with people. So I will sit aside. I'm not going to stand aside, Michael, but I will sit aside whilst you go through these lists.
Well, I'll tell you something. You said where Americans come. We actually have more than Americans, even. I mean, this thing is heard. You, unlike a lot of radio shows, are heard on the World Wide Web. Yes. I recently discovered that some of the major shows are not heard in foreign countries, and I don't understand why. I thought that the Internet was international. But
Well, it is as far as you want to have access. But if you want to listen to this program and you're traveling, go to talkradiocountdownshow.com.
Yeah, but all of your shows are international. We get feedback on our radar, because we when I say radar, I mean our tracking methods. Yes. But you have listeners all over the world, and that's pretty cool. I have a typo here on my number six person, so it's hard for me to see who number six is on the people survey. So when I get to that, you'll fill me in. We'll plug your voice in. At number 10, we have on the story survey, NFL action and Major League Baseball playoffs. The baseball is getting very exciting as we come close to the World Series players now. At number 9, we have Paul Allen, the innovated power in the computer industry, died. At number 8, Hurricane Michael's aftermath, and Canada legalizes marijuana. At number 7, we have the T.I. Melania video that's controversial. At number 6, the migrant caravan. At number 5, the Treasury leaker and Trump's 60-minute interview. That's tied at number 5. The Trump-Russia report is at number 4. There are all kinds of little information coming out that's soon to happen, probably after the midterms. The Elizabeth Warren ancestry video and her claim that she had a DNA test is at number 3. Okay. Number 2, the midterm elections.
Excuse me.
The midterm elections at number 2, and the 2020 presidential race is already heating up. we've been in constant campaign mode since this election of 2016. All of these rallies that Trump does are their campaign. Yeah. It's campaign mode constantly, all the time, it'll probably never change. And the number 1 is the missing Saudi journalist and the Saudi Arabia investor conference going on. The people, Paul Allen at 10, Stormy Daniels at 9, Melania Trump and T.I. at 8, Robert Mueller at 7. Who's at 6?
Natalie Mayflower Sowers Edwards, who is the lady who leaked the information. She's from the Treasury Department. She's charged with leaking information on the Russian probe.
There's this huge coffee stain that just splattered right across it, and I wasn't sure, and it's kind of an unusual name.
It is, yes.
So I wanted to make sure they had it right.
And you see a picture of her, she looks pretty sour.
Well,
represents how she looks.
You always bring up the fact that some of the people on our list are people that are there every week, and then you have the people that have their literal 15 minutes of fame.
Yep, and she's one of those.
And she's one of those. Joe yep. Biden is at number 5. Elizabeth Warren, no sound effects, please, at number 4. Mike Pompeo and Steve Mnuchin at number 3. Jamal Khashoggi at 2. And Donald Trump at number 1. And heck of a week.
What do you think should be done to the Saudis, with the Saudis? They beheaded this guy and chopped his body up into 80 pieces within 4 minutes of his walking into getting, he was trying to get a license to get married. His girlfriend's sitting outside in the car, and these guys hack him to death and throw his pieces of his body in the garbage. What do you do with this country that feels it is above the law, obviously?
You want my opinion? What you do?
I do.
What you do with it?
Yes.
You deal with it honestly, and you cite them for what they are. You cite them for what they are. You condemn them. You officially do whatever you can to sanction them, but you don't turn it into a reason for World War III, and you don't completely throw out all. Real politic, meaning, you know, the enemy of my enemy is my friend, and all that. You still maintain relations with them based on an honest understanding of how they compare to your principles.
But they are not honest. They were responsible for September 11th. And we have them as our best buddies because we buy their damn oil thanks to the relationship that was basically created by Dick Cheney.
This is an example of where principle meets pragmatism. Every nation faces this, and every individual faces this in their own lives. And I'm answering you as directly as I can about a very complicated topic.
Yep.
Because as Donald Trump would say, hey, we got murderers here, too. We got stuff here, too.
Well, that's true enough.
So there's a balance between hypocrisy, that we're no better than anybody else until we clean up our own backyard. We should keep our nose out of other countries' business. And clearly stating what our principles as a nation are and where we stand. And therein lies the rub, as they say.
Did we say that about ourselves, though, when we were watching Daesh behead people? That, oh, well, don't worry about them. Or they're not so bad because we do that stuff here in our country.
I don't think we said that. No, I think that we were pretty outraged by ISIS or Daesh.
But this is the same thing. These people beheaded this guy, and then they chopped his body up into pieces and tossed it. So they're nothing more than a bunch of heathens in robes and rags. That's what they are.
But they're our heathens.
Ah, because of oil.
They
wouldn't be worth a plug nickel if it weren't for the oil.
Don't you see Donald Trump, you know, dancing on the head of a pin?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he is trying. There are so many people in this country who support Donald Trump based upon the premise that they want him to do whatever it takes to support American interests and not get caught up in anything else.
Yeah.
Well, and they even cite George Washington as saying that's the job of the president.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you read the papers of George Washington as he got older and started to, you know, write down and pontificate on how the presidency should operate, because he invented it, he basically sounded like Donald Trump. And this is the your question, and the consideration of this question is the key to what we're dealing with in America right now. We're trying to find our conscience. We're trying to find our values. We're trying to stand up in the world and protect ourselves without becoming the enemy, without becoming like the things that we are fighting against.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a very, very, very difficult issue, and it's a very difficult time. But that's what it comes down to.
Well,
so this Jamal Khashoggi story, you know, it's the crux of it. It's all in that story.
There's a movie coming out about Dick Cheney's relationship to George Bush, how he got to be the vice president, and what happened during his tenure as vice president. And one of them is the episode, the waterboarding, the sorts of things that were okay because he was in charge of that per his deal with George Bush until Bush told him the last year and a half or so that he was out, basically, But in the meantime, we did a lot of the things that you were just talking about, Michael. And that's what made me think about it, because we have done some of these things that we are appalled by others for having done it as well.
And we do stuff like that to each other. I mean, you know, we talk about other countries, the terrorists, and we talk about the criminals, and we talk about
look at the violence here.
Look at the violence we have here. Look at the hatred we have here. Look at the inhumanity we have here. And I don't want to sound like Trump, but the point is there's a certain reality to that.
Yeah.
That this is not, we're not a bunch of angels, and the rest of them are devils.
All right. How much of this is brought about by movies? The number one movie this weekend is probably going to be Halloween, which, according to the countenance that I've heard from people who've seen it, is the most horrifying, horrible, violent, bloody, vile piece of garbage and trash that you could possibly imagine. Yet Americans are going to flock to the screens to watch this murderous bastard cut people up, do horrible things to children, all of that stuff. And I'm thinking to myself, this is what's contributing to the amount of violence that we have, that we're talking about these other people being violent, yeah, but what about our own violence?
Well, it's interesting you mentioned being done to children. I was going to say, as long as they don't do it to animals or children, I don't
care. This movie has violence done to children, apparently.
Oh, no. Oh,
yeah.
That's where I draw the line.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. We love roller coasters. We love thrills. We love to confront. Horror has always been a major kind of entertainment. You know, we go and we scream and we're scared, and it gets our blood pumping and our adrenaline running.
Yeah. This is an interesting question about human nature, you know, and we have to analyze human nature in order to be able to control it and direct it and know where we stand in terms of principles versus pragmatics.
Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with a primer on how calitrin works. C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Calitrin is the number one healthy choice for weight loss. You take Calitrin at bedtime, and you go to sleep, and in the first 90 minutes it goes to work to rejuvenate and repair and regrow your body, because its number one ingredient is collagen, the protein that builds your body, which we stop actually making in our 30s. So you need to supplement. That's where Calitrin comes in. Collagen is really a fabulous, fabulous, I was going to say invention, if you believe in God. It's something that, it's toploss.com, the website, toploss.com, and use the code DJV to save money while you're losing the weight with Calitrin.
Hi, I'm Danny Lipford with Today's Homeowner, giving you a few tips in being able to have a safer and healthier home. And one thing you can do for both of those, as well as making your home a little more energy efficient, is to add insulation in your attic. We're using a mineral wool insulation from Rockwool that I've used a lot over the years because it's mildew resistant, extremely easy to install, and also it's very fire resistant. That may give your family a little extra time to get out of the house in the unfortunate situation of a fire. We're also trying to improve our indoor air quality by making sure all of our exhaust fans go all the way to the outside, and actually enhancing the experience a little bit by installing an MP3 player that's part of the Braun Sensonic brand. Really cool to have that music while you're in the shower. And video surveillance cameras from Carrier, the core system, are so easy to install. Put them on the shelf and plug them in. More information available for you at Today's Home Homeowner.com.
Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. If people call 833-TOP-LOSS to get more information, what will be their experience?
Well, we actually have real live people right here in America who can help you on your weight loss journey, and that is one of the things that you get when you do purchase Calitrin. You get a team of support. We're here to help you lose weight the right way, the safe way, without drugs and without stimulants. And then, of course, Calitrin, you know, you get a proven product, something that's been proven. And then, of course, it's great for digestion and acid reflux. We have a lot of customers who continue taking it for those side benefits.
All right. Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. Sign up. Get all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day. Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind that is here to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com now to find out more. That's GCNLife.com. And start your day off with an open mind.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now the Talk Radio Countdown Show resumes with Doug Steffen, that's me, and Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, that's him.
That's me.
Number two on the story list this week, midterm elections. There's a YouGov.com survey that suggests that Americans who don't consider themselves well-informed about the upcoming election also tend to think that people like them should not vote. Americans who don't consider themselves well-informed think that others like them should not vote. So, does that mean they should vote and the other people?
Well, I mean, no. What does informed mean? You know, bias is a form of ignorance as well. I mean, there are people out there who are so certain that they're right and that everything is black and white.
Yeah.
And they vote. I'm amazed. I'm amazed at the certainty that so many people, when they are informed and they have political discussions, the certainty with which they make statements. And I, who have far more access to information than the average person who is not in the media or in politics professionally, and I am not sure of anything because I realize how biased and fake and propagandistic it all is and emotional. So I think that ignorance is a disease that corrodes democracy, but I don't know if it's as simply rectified by saying people should not vote if they're not informed, because that indicates you have to have a test. And that would corrode a very key part of our freedom and play into all kinds of bigotry. It's a sticky wicket. What it comes down to is it's true. Democracy cannot work if people are not informed. The problem is, how do you inform people in a way that still will not corrode democracy? And we're at that juncture right now.
What's the answer to that?
Education and honesty, seeking truth, not victory, maintaining a certain objectivity, not demonizing the opponent because we want to win and we'll do anything to do it. The demonization of our opponents is the thing that's causing the problem.
There's a new reality there because of Trump. And I thought it was interesting, some of the people who reacted this week to Trump's reference to Stormy Daniels as a horse face. I'm thinking to myself, okay, this guy pays her $130,000 to fool around with her, and now he doesn't think enough of her or himself to refer to anything other than horse face? Come on.
Ain't it a shame that a guy with so much
going for him,
power and things going for him,
yeah,
he could be one of the greatest presidents we've ever had in our history, throws that monkey wrench into the machine by having such a terrible, terrible personality and character?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a shame because he's doing a lot of things that are helpful and good, things that he promised. But
in the process, and this is where the Trump fans, and I am not, I'm neither a fan nor a hater, just an observer of the president, and all presidents, as you know, are dangerous. But
sure are.
In the process of doing the good things, he's doing a lot of very, very bad things to this country. In terms of our culture, in terms of where the bar is, in terms of our decorum, our respect, social issues. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people say, so what? What matters is the economy. What matters is our standing in the world. What matters is cleaning up the swamp. What matters is calling it like it is, telling it like it. No, I don't know about that. Mm. The presidency has a tremendous amount of influence on things that are not necessarily just economic.
There's a lot of anger built up in that man, and the lashing out that he does every day, his intense emotions, his lack of being able to control his expressions, certainly not presidential, and that's the frustration because he is doing a lot of good things, from my perspective anyway.
Yeah, well, that's what
I said. Almost makes me sad. It really, it does, because there's so much good that could come out of all of this. 28 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Countdown.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Saudi Arabia's state-run news agency says King Salman now has a proposal on the urgent need to restructure the kingdom's intelligence services after they confirmed journalist Jamal Khashoggi was killed inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Virginia Democratic Congressman Jerry Connolly says Congress should pass measures to punish Saudi Arabia.
I think Congress is going to take punitive measures. The range of, you know, on that menu is everything from arms sales to sanctions to financial cutoffs in terms of international banking as starters.
The Saudi news agency says Khashoggi was killed in a fight. 18 Saudis are detained as suspects in the killing. Thousands of migrants from Central America, mostly Honduras, pack a bridge on Mexico's southern border, hoping to find refuge in Mexico or the U.S. President Trump says he'll call on the military if they arrive at the U.S. border. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Continue with our talk radio countdown show, an hour Michael Harrison and I spend together every week. We spend several hours going through the details of the charts. This week is no different, week of October 15th to 19th, with all the stories and the people done for us by the researchers at Talkers Magazine. It's listed at talkers.com. We also find Talkers Radio and Talkers Television, all the things that are important talk radio. There's a philosophical question that I would like you to address, Michael. As far as talk radio, news talk radio, in general, and we dance around this from time to time. Where is it going in terms of the political influence that it has? A lot of people now think, especially as we're so focused on the midterms, and Trump gives a lot of credit to his talk radio pals like Sean Hannity for getting elected. But where, does it continue to have the same political bent, or is there something after politics?
No, there's nothing after politics. Politics will always be the main topic of anything having to do with the news. And the news will always be an important subject in terms of media. It doesn't have to only be that way. The best news talk radio is news talk radio that views politics from a broad perspective as opposed to a wonky, narrow, partisan perspective. Because so many things are political. Many social issues are political, whether it's the legalization of marijuana, the abortion issue, the battle of the genders, civil rights. It's not just, you know, budgets and economics and taxes. Foreign affairs, the subject you talked about before, you know, our principles in the world with the Saudi case. So there will always be huge interest in politics. And there will always be news talk shows, forums, and discussion. The media changes, the technology changes, and the business models change. But the actual product will always exist as long as there are human beings. That's not to say that other forms of audio, entertainment, and information will not also thrive. It doesn't have to be one or the other. Look at all the channels we have. There's sports, there's music, there's pop culture. Celebrity gossip is a huge industry in the world. Celebrity gossip is an industry. Things that blend it all together. So I think it's healthy. I think we're going through a struggle right now in terms of the business model. It's very hard to make money in media today because of can't find the box office. We don't know where to put the box office. It's like a theater without a box office.
The number of people who are pulling themselves away from conventional television and just signing up. I was thinking about it the other day. I sort of casually signed up for Netflix and casually signed up for Amazon and CBS, the thing, because I want to watch The Good Fight.
So you're back to spending $300 a month for television.
Yeah. It goes back. What's the difference?
It's an a la carte menu.
These
potatoes are $9? What are you kidding me?
Right. All right. Let's move into this fear of number one and number two. That sounds like the James Bond movie.
It sounds dirty.
The bad guys, number one and number two. Well, number one is Sean Hannity, according to the Talkers magazine list of the most influential talk radio personalities.
Oh, the Heavy 100, right.
On the Heavy 100, number two is Rush Limbaugh. They were together on Thursday night on Fox. Limbaugh was on for an hour talking about the same things he's been talking about for 30 years, the left-wing Democrats and the radicals, the radical left, and the GOP is going to hold on to the House and make some gains in the Senate. So I look at that and I think of our history here, the history of talkers, the history of my being on the radio doing this, which also, like Limbaugh, we've celebrated 30 years on the air with these programs this past few weeks and months. So how does it, in this circumstance, it's like what we've heard before, and yet Limbaugh keeps it fresh, Hannity keeps it fresh, but it really, there's nothing different that comes out of them in terms of how they look upon the issues. Is that...
Well, there are a lot of people out there that look at the issues that way.
Yeah,
there are people out there that look at the issues in a very black or white, very, very extreme perspective, and they satisfy that audience. Mm-hmm. And they do a very good job of it. Mm-hmm. Whether or not they reflect some type of greater reality, now we're getting philosophical. You said it was philosophical, and that's not for me to say. My feeling is nothing reflects a greater reality. The greater reality is much larger than any of our little nitpicky arguments. But that doesn't mean I don't think there's a value in it and that I don't respect it. I just don't do it. Mm. One of the reasons I'm able to do what I do is that I'm able to fly above the fray and give an objective overview of what it is. That's my job. You know, but I don't say that these people are wrong. But there are people out there that see the Democrats as a leftist mob that's going to bring down the country. And there are people out there who see the conservatives and the Republicans as right-wing fascists. And both sides spew a ton of fear. And fear is the thing that generates hate. Hate comes from fear.
Yeah.
People don't spew hate, they spew fear. And fear... The byproduct of fear is hate.
Fear is it's anger, it's suffering. I once wrote this down, and I'm now remembering. Fear is false expectation appearing real. F-E-A-R. Remember what Yoda said about fear? I wish the Kara could find this, a piece of audio about fear from Yoda's perspective in one of the Star Wars movies. And I have always found that to be as close to reality as you can possibly. Fear-based thinking is always wrong. When you make a decision based on fear, it will be wrong, wrong, unless it's flight or, you know, you're, somebody's chasing you down the road, or let's say a lion's chasing you through the desert in Africa and you're running away from it because you're afraid he's going to get you and eat you. Okay, that's sound basic thinking. But, you know, other than that, most of the time, but it is what we trade on, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what motivates.
Yeah. And that's why I say the demonization of our political opponents is the worst thing in the world, because my opinion, this is now my opinion, is that the end of the world is not going to come regardless of how this election turns out.
No.
And yet if you read the election literature and you read the talking points and you get the emails from the fundraising committees and all that, one would think that this is a total battle. This is Armageddon between the forces of good and the forces of evil. It's angels and devils. And this is not true. It's not true.
It is an Armageddon. But Stephen Hawking's last book coming out this past week, and his family apparently after he died finished it for him.
Yeah.
Among the points in it, did you see the...
Stephen Hawking and all these scientists who say there is no God...
Yeah.
Are full of it.
I don't buy that.
They're full of it.
Yeah.
Because their egos and their arrogance is off the charts, and you know I'm a fan of science.
I said that on the air, and somebody really clobbered me. How dare you? What do you know? It was really...
How dare you?
Yeah, how dare you? Are you as smart as he is? You're just jealous because you're a dummy.
No, they're not so smart. They're not so smart if they could say there is no God, there is no higher intelligence, the universe just operates on itself, and it all started with a big bang, boom, that came out of nothing. So throw out the Bible. What did the Bible say? The Bible said, God said, let there be light.
Yeah.
So give us one miracle, and then we'll explain everything else, and we'll put down miracles. Mm-hmm. Come on. They don't have any answers other than how it works. They don't have a clue as to the answer why.
Did you see Jeff Bezos making a statement about what's going to happen with interstellar travel in the next 300 years?
Yeah, he says trillions of people will be all across the solar system.
Yeah.
And that is something that is very possible.
Yeah. Well,
it's also,
on these planets. I've long maintained that we didn't come out of a swamp or some cellular molecular structure. We came from other planets.
Well, we might
have. I've always said that.
We might have, because we're in a place called the universe. We're so provincial in terms of our development as Homo sapiens with human brains that we actually think that this Earth is separate from the universe. Mm-hmm. And we don't collectively realize that the Earth is a part of the universe, and the universe is a place in which we live. Therefore, why is it out of the realm of possibility that life on Earth began elsewhere? Sometimes sense doesn't make itself known.
Yeah, that's true.
To the primitive brain, and we all have, I'd like to think, primitive brains. I don't think we're the crown of creation. I think that we are.
Of course we aren't. We're not even close to being the crown of creation. Come on. All right, but I'll tell you, here's a way for you to live a happy, really celebrated life, living well, because you put good things into your body, the organic fruits and vegetables that are the important part of Texas Superfood Complete Organic. The organic diet. Switch to organic foods and all of the things that are ancillary to that. Imagine we hear all this talk about organic meats and produce and it's organic bread and blah, blah. Well, Texas Superfood Complete Organic are 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables that are picked at the peak of their perfection that have, because they're organic, no chemicals, no herbicides, no pesticides, no animal products, no dairy, no egg, no gluten, no soy. I could go on and on about what it doesn't have. What it does have is health written all over it. Enhance your immune system. Build it up. Make it strong. This is the time of year I don't want to get colds and flus as we change seasons. You want to stay healthy. You got to have a strong immune system. And Texas Superfood Complete Organic gets you there. every day. Been around for 20 years. Help yourself by going to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug and order Texas Superfood Complete Organic on my say-so. Well, you'll try it. You'll like it. You'll say, wow, this really does make sense. Thank you, Doug, for sending me to TexasSuperfood.com. Lots of quality nutritional products at that site, but this is the place to start, the way to start. TexasSuperfood.com/Doug for Texas Superfood Complete Organic. On the people list at Talkers Magazine, Paul Allen comes in at number 10, his passing sad. He's a great American icon. Number 9, Stormy Daniels, not such a great American. Number 8, Melania Trump. Her interview, lots of really down-to-the-bottom-line thinking there. Robert Mueller's at 7. And this aforementioned Natalie Mayflower Sowers Edwards, number 6, her 15 minutes of fame. Joe Biden is at 5. Elizabeth Warren, 4. Don't we wish they, at least Elizabeth, only had 15 minutes of fame. Mike Pompeo in Saudi Arabia, number 3. Jamal Khashoggi, journalist, columnist, who got hacked up by the Saudis, is number 2. And Donald Trump, President of the United States, gets his due as usual on this week's list of people, important people. I'm Doug Steffen. Hopefully I'm important and you're important as you listen to the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Suicide is a national public health issue that affects all Americans, but it is preventable. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs is working to improve the health and well-being of our nation's veterans with their Be There campaign. The initiative expands on the reach of mental health services and suicide prevention resources and connects at-risk veterans with care and support. Dr. Keita Franklin, Executive Director of Suicide Prevention for the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs.
We can all help someone who may be at risk through simple actions that can make a big difference. The health and well-being of our nation's veterans is VA's highest priority because even one veteran suicide is too many. Both within our own system and through community partnerships, VA is working to reduce suicide risk among all veterans, whether they are enrolled in VA healthcare or not. Our Be There campaign lets people know that suicide prevention starts with just one simple act of support.
For more information, go to BeThereForVeterans.com. That's BeThereForVeterans.com.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of the charts for the week of October 19th. The stories starting at number 10, Sports Talk Radio. The action is we're halfway through the football season. Major League Baseball season over. Now the playoffs. The Red Sox are going to win. Number 9, Paul Allen has died. That's sad. Number 8, Hurricane Michael's aftermath. Number 7, the continuing foolishness between Donald Trump and Stormy Daniels. The migrant caravan, 4,000 plus people walking their way to America, supposedly number 6. Treasury leaker, Natalie Mayflower Sowers Edwards. Number 4, the continuing foolishness between the Russians and Trump. Elizabeth Warren and her ancestry, number 3. Midterm elections, number 2. And the story of the missing journalist in Saudi Arabia is number 1 this week. We're going to continue our focus with yet another one of these incidents that happens, the social side of not figuring out what life is really about in America. That may sound kind of convoluted, but I've got an example of that. Plus, Michael brings us up to date on what his latest conversation is at mhinterviews.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, let's get back to the act here, the action and the act. It's Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, the editor and publisher. I'm Doug Steffen doing our weekly overview of the talk radio items, and then sometimes we branch out of the sphere of the 10 top stories, the 10 top people, to make a statement, I suppose, about something. In this case, Dunkin' Donuts apologizing this week to a college student after one of its employees up in Maine called the police because when this person stopped at a drive-thru with her family to order something from Dunkin' Donuts, she was not speaking English. And so she called the police to say these people in the car shouldn't be there because they were not speaking English. Hamda Ahmed tried placing a coffee order in the drive-thru in Portland at a Dunkin' Donuts. The employee became enraged over the loudspeaker and referred to her language and because she was listening to these people speak their native language in the car before they placed the order. And anyway, so...
Well, doesn't that go back to what I said before about fear breeds hate?
Yeah, right.
Hate is a form of insanity. Yeah. Look, calling the cops, I don't know what the story with Dunkin' Donuts is. Sometimes sometimes there are other factors that don't make it to the news. But let's take it at face value, assuming that it's true, but not stating that we necessarily believe it's true. Isn't doing what she did a form of mental illness? They're not speaking English. I'm calling the cops. Are you kidding me?
Here's another example. Here's a black youngster at a high school. The school suspended her and called the police because this girl got upset in a class when she was called the N-word. So she got up and got into it with somebody who used the N-word to refer to her. And the police go after her. We've got so much of that now. Is it the news media? Is it social media? Or are we really having more examples of this, or we just are more aware of these things going on?
It's a little bit of both. There's more awareness, and there's a lot of crap going on. It's not good.
No, it is. And so what's the root of it, and what fixes it?
The root of it is the negative feedback, the feedback loop between the media and the public.
Mm-hmm.
The media follows the public follows the media, it goes around and around and around and around, and it gets increasingly hostile. And politicians feed into it because politicians find it's easier to get votes when you play to fear, and it's easier to get ratings when you play to anger. So that's the way it works.
All right, from now on, we're going to get angry here.
Yeah.
You stupid son of a gun.
Okay, I'm on the air in 5 minutes. I've got to muster up my anger.
Yes. Okay, the MH Interview at mhinterview.com. You have found something. I know this lady quite well.
A lot of people
for
do.
A lot of different reasons. She's a very interesting character. She was a big-time shock jock. Her name is Carolyn Fox.
Right.
How did you find her, and what did you find out
about
her?
I've known her for years, and she's been a realtor making a lot of money selling apartments in Manhattan for the past 15-18 years. And she used to be a major radio star in New England.
Yeah,
and then her career kind of sputtered. Her marriage fell apart, so she packed up and moved to New York, gave up radio, became a realtor. So we talk about her life. It's interesting.
Yeah, she's I kept up with it because she keeps sending me stuff. Don't you want to buy some real estate in New York? No, thank you. I don't want to buy anything.
Well, she played off of her background in radio to develop a little bit of a following. Now she's doing very well. She's a smart person.
Yeah, she's very smart. I knew her husband, and that's how I met her, because back in the 40 years ago when I was in the transportation business, I owned a bus company, and he was a customer of mine. He had a travel agency, and I met her, and I didn't know who she was until she found out I was in radio, and she said, "Don't you know who I am?" And I thought to myself, yeah, that name, Carolyn Fox, so that's how we became
friends. She was a shock jock.
www.mhinterview.com.
It's a really good human interest story, and it's very informative about real estate.
Yeah. Well, it's also a treatise on radio. What happens when the moldy oldies fade away? Do they just go away, or do they do something else? And she did something else and has made a good career out of it. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.